Good morning from Auroville Radio. I'm here with Frederick, one of our senior citizens here in Auroville. I would like to welcome you, Frederick. Welcome to Auroville Radio. And could you please introduce yourself, tell us about your story here in Auroville, when did you come to Auroville, what brought you here, and what has your experience been so far?
Thank you very much. It's a bit difficult right now because there are dramatic events right now while we are sitting here happening. So it's a bit difficult for me to go into history while the present is so much urging me. But let me just very shortly say, I'm 82. I first time came to India when I was 20. I was on my 21st birthday in Rishikesh in Shivananda Ashram. I came for Sri Aurobindo and the mother, even though I did not know much about it. From there, I went to Shantiniketan. There were four great people who moved us during that time in the 1960s. That was Mahatma Gandhi, Jawaharlal Nehru, Rabindranath Tagore, and Sri Aurobindo. Eventually, I landed up in 1960 in the ashram. The mother had just stopped playing tennis. We had almost daily contact with her. And even though I didn't know, I was bonded then. I knew eventually that my life was given to her and dedicated to her. So without going too much into what intervened in between 5 years in Germany, studying, returning in 66, beginning of Auroville 68, I was one of the first. I was there with my children or adopted children in the inauguration. And from 68 onwards, Auroville's birthday, for over 54 years now, I have been mainly present. I have been mainly in education, in sports, physical education, but also administration, finances, general management, greening, and all that. Youth is at my heart, and what is right now happening is shaking me to the core. I don't know what to say, but I'm glad I have this opportunity to speak from my heart about the dream and the danger and the threat to the dream. But I wait for your questions.
Thank you, Frederick. I know there's an urgency to speak about the events we have seen happening in the town. But before that, I would like you to tell me, what is your vision of the city of Doan, we are all supposed to create together as Aurovillians?
The city, in Greek, the polis, it's always been the center point where energy gets gathered, where talents congregate, where creative spirits come about. And where also the aspiration, the vertical aspiration, gathers the strength and the intensity to make the next leap in the evolutionary path. So I very well understand when the mother dreams of a city the earth needs. I very well understand when she called the young people from all over the world, all men of goodwill. And they actually came in 68. People suddenly dropped whatever they were doing and jumped into an old caravan and came here. So it was at that moment, the zeitgeist that was caught, and it is still there pulsating in us, that for us to come together in the spirit of human unity and creating a laboratory where we can all experiment for the next step, for the next discoveries of what the spirit, what the soul would like to be in matter. That is what Auroville is about. Now, obviously, it has many levels. It has a very physical level. The mother gave us a galaxy, which is a vision. It is a stellar vision of the nebula, galaxy, or whatever. And then it comes down into practical thing. She spoke about four zones. She spoke about the Matrimandia, which is the soul of the city, and which will radiate out and build materially the city. This is what actually the yoga is all about, that the inner being, the Jivatma, becomes the master of your physical being. And that's what Auroville also is trying, that the soul, the Matrimandya, is building the body around. Now, what we have from the mother during her lifetime is we have a circular city, we have an indication of the inhabitants of about 50,000, we have the four zones, we have the green belt around it, and we have an indication of certain communicating pattern, which can be the ring road, which can be the crown road, and then out of this stems the so-called master plan, which indicates how Auroville could develop. It is a prospective master plan, and which needs now, in order to be realized, a detailed development plan. And this was sanctioned by the central government, accepted by the state government, and this is what we all came here for. So I'm explaining this a little bit because this is touching exactly the drama which is unfolding right now in front of our eyes. My vision for the city is that it is a meeting point of all aspiration of people of goodwill. And they're gathered together at a moment and may spell out new ways to move forward out of a dilemma, out of a narrow passage which the world got itself into.
Thank you. And coming to today, to the reality we are living right now, what is your personal opinion? What are your feelings about what is happening right now in Auroville?
As you know, Sri Aurobindo's yoga sees many levels. There's a material, physical level, there's a vital level, there's a mental level, there's a spiritual level, and there's a soul level, the psychic level. My physical level, my vital level, my mental level even, they immediately jump into action. They immediately see the confrontation. They immediately like themselves to be polarized. Here is black and I'm white. Here is the enemy and I'm the defender of the Holy Grail. So this division always in dualities is actually not spiritual. It is not what we came here for. But the old world and our old Adam and our old habits keep on doing this. And I don't want to put now blames on one side or the other side. But what we are right now confronting are not anymore ideologies, are not questions what you want. You want this way or you want that way. It is a method. And the method is appalling. The method brings tears to my eyes. There are my children and my grandchildren standing in front of heavy machinery being manhandled by muscle power which have been hired and being harassed and being even at the verge of arrest. And it is something which breaks my heart. It is like as if it was able to kill the spirit of Auroville. I know it will not do it. But it is so close to your inner dream that it is very difficult to talk about it. Just practically, since about a week, the present administration of the Auroville Foundation has taken it upon itself to manifest something which all people of sense and of understanding and professional capacity say, just allow what Mother's dream has told us to be including the present new world. It is 50 years ago since that master plan, that galaxy. Let it just now look at the present reality, the time, the discovery, what has grown over the last 50 years, what has been developed on water harvesting, on ecology, on new behavior of living with each other, governance. And don't just press down, superimpose a rigid ideological template. You have to allow the people who have sacrificed their life to live here. And for India, who has given us shelter, there's no other country in this world which had the wisdom and the tolerance to allow something. And this has been continuously the prayer in all the people here. We are not breaking the law. We are standing firmly for what India and UNESCO and people of concern have invited us. And we have devoted ourselves to this experiment. Don't crush it with the heavy machinery of JCBs, with rowdy, with drunken gundas. This is not the way. It will not be able to live with this.
I think you have partially answered my last question, but I'm going to ask anyway, because I think it's important. Is there any message you would like to share with the Aurovillians?
You know, there has been a remarkable thing among the young people, even though they were continuously provoked, continuously harassed. They sat in quiet reflection and they said, we would like to signal that we want to collaborate, we want to work together, we want the city, we want the corridor, we want, let us do it together. So this willingness to collaborate has been interpreted by the rightists, by not rightists, but by the dictatorial as a weakness, and it's being fully exploited. Instead of saying, okay, we accept your humbleness in a way, they're coming with heavy duty, they come in the middle of the night, and all under the guise of holiness. When asked, why are you bringing police and heavy machinery at 1:30 in the night, in the middle between Saturday and Sunday, why are you doing it in the middle of the night? Who will act like this? And he says, no, because Sri Aurobindo on the 5th December left his body at 1:26, so we wanted to start the action. This is just, it is just breaks my heart to hear these words said, because they are a mockery for what we all came for. Today is a special day also. It's the 9th of December. 4 days Sri Aurobindo was lying in pristine beauty, and today, actually, then he was interned, he was buried. So I don't know. It is such a heartbreaking event. My message to the young people, I admire you and I respect you, and I wish your offer of collaboration would be respected and honored. And my call to the world and to India and to Tamil Nadu is, please protect this aspiration. Please protect this call for unity. Please see that we, embedded in here in the culture of Tamil Nadu in India, are not being used as playballs for brute force. And I hope that we have the strength to hold on. Whatever is being destroyed, it is almost over. While we are sitting here talking, I think the JCB are just plowing under trees, special buildings, which the children, the grandchildren have planted, and breaks my heart.
Thank you very much, Frederick.